fall in love? Why do birds sing so gay?
Hey. Oh, hi there, babe.
Oh, hi there. It's been a long, long time.
The road is long,
with many a winding turn.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute, but welcome to the 135th episode of The Disturbingly Pragmatic with your hosts, Dave and Paul.
And Paul.
Yes.
And we do know that you all thought we were dead, or one of us was dead, i.e. me. That's just not the case. I'm not dead.
Yes.
So it's just that we've had a couple of weeks.
It has been a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
There's been quite a lot of things going
on.
Life is high.
Yes.
L'chaim. But we've had some sickness.
Medical tests.
With our little kitty. Medical tests. We both have been feeling incredibly lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really like just kind of like under the weather down. It's not any like COVID, and it's not. No,
it's because we've had 3 hours of sunlight in all of January.
It has been incredibly dark, gray,
fuck January,
gloomy,
it's the worst,
rainy, snowy, gray. It's just
it's the fucking worst time of the year. Yeah.
So we will apologize, and you know, let's have a good show, babe.
Let's have a good show. All
right.
So it's the 135th episode of the Disturbingly Pragmatic Show with Dave and Paul, your sassy hosts, here to make you smile and fart. Do 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 do. It's jazzy.
Nice, babe. Very nice.
So yeah, so we've had a couple of weeks, and Leonard has cost us quite a bit of money, but it's worth it because I love Leonard.
He seems to be doing much better. We had to go get. He basically had to get a colonoscopy done
and an endoscopy. He got spit roasted.
He did
at the vets.
Kitty. And you know, imaging and blood work and different types of tests. Anyway, so we're waiting for the results.
Yeah,
he all throughout this. That's the thing. He was still in great spirits. He had high energy.
No,
eating like normal.
You wouldn't going know to he the was washroom. Sick.
No, I know.
Unless you knew to look at his poop, which is like peanut butter.
Mm.
But the good news is, for the past 2 days in a row,
yeah,
he's had relatively solid poops.
Yes.
So they may be a little bit softer than normal.
We're back.
But it's still a log of poop.
Yes.
There's no pudding consistency to it.
Mm-hmm. Nice, David. Nice. So, yeah.
Like, it literally made that noise when it was coming out.
Oh, I know. I know you've been incredibly stressed. I've been incredibly stressed about it.
Yeah, because right? I love my boy.
Of course. Of course. We both do, bitch. You saying I don't love him? I love him very much.
I love my boy. I love my dick gay son. How'd you feel about a limp wrist with a pulse? Fuck, I love Heather so much.
Fuck me gently with a chainsaw.
I saw a funny tweet about Gen Xers, and it's like, Gen Xers are like, if you know anything about us, you wouldn't call us Karens, you'd call us Heathers.
Nice.
So I think the Gen X Karen is actually the Heather.
No, I still think Karen is still the appropriate. It's because of the haircut, right? Oh, sorry. It's because
of
the
haircut.
Not every
Karen has that haircut.
No, no, which is fair. But
although I do know a Karen.
Like an actual person named
Karen.
Yes,
named Karen. And might I say,
mm-hmm.
apropos.
Oh.
Mm. Apropos.
Listen, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, we really have not been able to do anything, and we haven't done anything really super exciting. Like,
I do want to tell the story though.
What? About what?
Of because I don't even think that I told you this story. When I'm sitting in the vets, so I take Leonard to the specialists because he's been referred for his irritable bowel, his feline irritable bowel. Mm-hmm. So the specialist makes our animal hospital look like a very small thimble on the side of the road. This place looks like almost like a human hospital with how big it is. It's like a big clinic. And there are lots of bells and whistles and a lot of people there. I saw a bunch of three-legged dogs and all of them were happy. But anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm waiting, la la la, and Leonard's there and I'm, you know, petting him and everything like this. So I get called in to see her and she gives me the heads up and, you know, we have this conversation and everything. And so she says, so this is what I would recommend doing is to go in with the scope and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, you're the specialist, so I'm going to trust your judgment. She goes, well, I'll have my associate come in with the estimate. And usually it's a couple $1,000s, right? And of course, I hear that just thrown down. And I was thinking, you know, okay, it's going to cost me a couple $1,000s today, I know, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, yeah, no, I was prepared for that. Yeah. You know, because this is a big hospital with the machines that go bing.
Yeah, like it's a very large place and they do all different types of
surgery there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like it's an emergency. Mm-hmm. It's open 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. But boy, howdy, I'm just going to say I made the wrong profession because in walks the assistant and he plops this estimate down in front of me and I take a look at the estimate. And you know when you take a look at a number, mm-hmm, and you don't want to give the impression that you're like, with a number?
Yeah.
Well, that was me in this fucking room with the guy named Chris.
Yeah.
And he's just standing there looking at me. So they have a low estimate and a high estimate. I guess the high estimate is if they have to use an extra pill or something. Mm. But the low estimate was $3,700 some odd. And the high estimate was $4,000. And I was sitting there after being told by her as she was exiting the room, it's usually a couple $1,000s. This is double that. This is double that. This is double that. I'm not great at math, but this is pretty much fucking double what you just said to me. I felt the bait and switch. I'm like, what in the motherfucking what?
It was a very large number.
It was a very large discrepancy between what she said and what. But the fact of the matter is it's Leonard. Mm-hmm. So plop down my credit card goes because it's, yeah, Leonard.
It was itemized and there was like at least 15 things on there.
Oh my God. It's like a United States healthcare bill.
Basically, yeah.
I mean,
because we don't get that for people here. You don't ever get like a, here you go. Here's a bill.
Or but he's here. He lost a kilogram in a month.
What's a kilo into pounds again?
Like at least a couple pounds.
Yeah, I know.
So that's what's concerning to me. Mm-hmm. So hopefully his poop coming back to a little bit of normalcy 2 days in a row will continue into tomorrow. And then we'll have some news from the specialist who went in on both ends and got things to biopsy and stuff. So we'll hear back from them this week and we'll learn more about what's going on with Leonard.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm hoping it was just like, I don't know,
maybe a flare up of Crohn's type of thing.
He was like sick or something. Like, I don't know, like somehow he got sick or like, I don't know what to do, but yeah, no, that's the thing.
But if it wasn't every for that other way, he's fine. Normal.
Yeah. He was regular. All
he's drinking things. Water. Mm-hmm. He's hydrated. Like he's not dehydrated whatsoever. He's peppy. He's pissing off his sister just as much. But anyway, that's what you get for, you know, having a cat or a dog, is that things like this start to happen. And yes. It always seems to happen, thank goodness, when I've actually got the cash. But it's almost like the universe knows that I have some cash and then says, no, you don't.
Well, that's for everybody.
If
it's not, you know, your animal, it's a child. If it's not your child, it's a car. If it's not your car, it's your house or your apartment.
And fucking Kim Kardashian could sell her farts for fucking $4 million.
Well, I think that's what it is. So there was like, I don't know, some fashion show recently over the last like maybe few days or
something. Isn't it Miss Universe?
No, I'm not talking about that. I said fashion show.
Yes. Sorry.
Anyways, so at this fashion show, I think it was Kylie Jenner was there, and she was wearing like a lion's head, like an actual lion's head. I think it was a recreation, but I hope it wasn't real, on her shoulder. And then Doja Cat came in, and she had 320,000 or something, some crazy number of individual Swarovski crystals, all hand thing. So somebody somebody take a picture. There's pictures everywhere.
Yeah.
But someone made a comment on a tweet or something, and I wish I could find it again, but as you're passing, but it was funny because they're you're living in a real Hunger Games. Okay. When these people have the ability to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then here's the other person, literally stressing over the cost of eggs, milk, and bread
going insulin. Up.
Insulin, Medicaid, that kind of thing. They're we're basically in a real Hunger
Games. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's just getting worse. The divide, it's pretty craptacular.
So anyways, I was just that's fair. I can
But Swarovski that. Crystals.
Elegance.
I fucking love that skit from Saturday Night Live.
They're both gone from the show too, so.
Vanessa Vance, she's my favorite.
And Cecily Strong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they them too.
Yeah, what was up with Cecily Strong coming back for three episodes and then leaving? What the fuck went on with that?
No idea.
That was very bizarre to me.
And there was a lot of people that looked really upset.
Yeah, no, this seems a really odd thing. Something happened this season with her. And I hope she's all right.
Yeah. Well, they're coming back with a second season of Schmigadoon. Yeah.
That's an interesting show.
I liked it. I thought it was well done.
I liked it.
So it'll be interesting for the second season.
So, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
We have to talk about The Last of Us. The Last of Us. The new HBO show that we've been watching for the past 2 weeks.
It's only two. They've only had two episodes because they're uploading, or they're only releasing once a week.
Yeah, because it's
the 90s.
I want all my episodes. Can you not do this, please? Can we not regress? The whole point of going forward in life.
Yeah.
I thought that we had solved this by plopping them all out on the same fucking day.
Yeah. Well, now I think that, so not to digress from this or not to move on from this story, because we'll get back to talking about The Last of Us. But I think I read that in majority of places, it's now more expensive than it's ever been for streaming platforms and everything like that compared to what you used to pay for cable.
Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. And then you get things like Netflix basically saying, we're going to ban password sharing. It's you know what? You can do that. Bye.
Again, I think it would be really cool to just a one-stop shop, y'all. But seriously, it's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. But no. Anyways, so The Last of Us on HBO.
Yes.
Okay. So you are a fan fanatic of The Last of Us game.
Okay. Yeah. You remember back in 2013 when you and I went over to the gaming store.
Sure, I may not remember specifically, but yes, go on.
Well, it was 2013.
It's 2013, bitch. June. I barely remember what happened an hour ago, okay? What were we talking about 13 minutes ago when we started this episode? I don't recall.
Hot anal.
Always. So anyways,
you silly bitch.
2013.
Yes, so 2013. Blue. Much younger, much fitter me.
Sure. Younger.
Yeah, definitely younger. Crazier. But yes. So anyway, gone to the gaming store to get a PlayStation 3 game. And I had never heard of The Last of Us. But it had just come out that day. And so I went, are there any games that you would recommend me getting? Mm-hmm. And the guy said, this one, The Last of Us, it just came out. And it's got a lot of positive blah, 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 blah. This was right when I was getting back into gaming. From not being a gamer for a long time, since Super Nintendo, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, I take it home. And if you've played The Last of Us, you know that there is something about the opening, let's say 10, 15 minutes of that game, that by the end of it, if you're not blubbering like a fucking... like you've just watched the saddest thing ever, because it moves you. The beginning of this video game, it gets right into the action really quickly, and it doesn't let up. It is by far the best video game I've ever played in my life. It is my favorite video game of all time. I've played it through multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
I even really love part two, not as much as part one. Part one to me is far more replayable than part two, but there's something about the game. It's just the most fantastic game. If you haven't played it, then go and play it. So when I heard that there was going to be an HBO show, I was like, okay, this could really be a good show, or it could suck.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been many video game adaptations, looking at you, Witcher, which has maybe not been as good as they could have been. But anyway, The Last of Us delivered. I am so impressed with this show. It captures so much of the nuance of the game. And not to spoil anything, but you know, if you've played the game, you know the story anyway. But we got introduced to clickers last night, and it was fucking creepy as hell.
And those were practical, apparently.
Yeah, creepy.
Like a lot of the stuff is like they're doing it practical as opposed to CG. Like when it comes to like the creatures or whatever they are, the infected.
I will say this: they added a really gross part. Mm-hmm. to the infected that isn't in the game, or at least I haven't seen it in the game. And those are the tendrils that come out of the mouth.
It's pretty interesting. Visually, it's a stunning show. And I really like the beginning of the episode so far, where they go back in time
at the beginning
and they explain, you know, kind of like how things are going and, you know, how it came to be. So you kind of get that backstory.
But the prologues,
is that what it's called?
Yeah. Prologue? And both the prologues have been quite terrifying, actually.
Oh, this last one
was terrifying.
Yeah.
Like both of them, no action in either of them.
No,
just talking.
Very little talking too,
but very pointed. Mm-hmm. Warnings for what could happen if.
Right.
And then suddenly, this has now happened. What are we going to do about it? Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
Well, I think it's fascinating because, you know, there's like a science behind, you know, the concept of like this happening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I find that really interesting because they tie in like, you know, the what if scenarios, you know, with, you know, the world and the earth heating up.
Yes.
And, you know, you think about that, it's like when you slowly change a person's environment over a period of time, that person or, you know, object or thing or whatever it is, they will slowly and surely at the same time adapt to that environment, right? So it's 100% plausible.
No, but that's
types of infections could occur, whereas now they're not. You know, you're not able to because of the, you know, the
fact that they don't occur in us.
Yeah, no, I know. That's already what I'm saying. Yeah.
Is just a miracle.
But I think it's interesting when they bring in like, you know, the whole science behind mm-hmm. like the environment, right? It's like
everything we're doing against mm-hmm. the climate, like climate change, but also cutting the Amazon rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the extermination of these species that's going on, like we're in sort of a mass extinction event right now. And
actually, no, we've had, apparently there's been an upsurge in like repopulation over the last three years since the pandemic on some like certain species that were kind of thing like bears and humpback whales and stuff like that. There's been like a little bit of a resurgence because I think there's just like been
because human beings have been sheltering in place.
Right. And they're also like removing the excess plastic and they're focusing. There's a lot more global focus on
things. Let's hope.
Right. I mean, obviously, whether or not it's too late, who knows? But, you know.
Kumbaya.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaya. This has been Science Hour with Paul.
No, but it's interesting. I just I wish I was better at science and like fully understanding it. But I think it's fascinating, you know, the concept of this game and when you put it into, you know, reality, like with the television, like with the show, you have the ability to kind of like, you put it into effect and yes, it's based on a game, but there's still some interesting facts or interesting like base to it that is like kind of factual, right?
No, it's very factual. Like the way that humans interact in this world is very much how human beings would be. Tribalistic, there would be cannibalism, there would be all sorts of nastiness if some shit like this ever really happened. They get the entire thing perfect. If they get the feel of like, who's more dangerous, the goddamn monsters or us?
Right.
Yeah. And it's us every single time, because the monsters you can at least get around.
I wonder if they explain what happens to like animals and stuff.
No, it doesn't affect animals.
It doesn't affect animals.
No, but in the second game, you have to kill dogs, and that bothers me. I don't like that. I hate when that happens. And then they force you to play with the dog later on.
Yeah, see, I don't like that.
The dog that you killed earlier in the game, you have to see each and every one of those dogs later on.
They didn't need to include that in the game, I don't think. It's just
fucking awful, because I didn't want to kill the dogs in the first place.
Yeah, no.
Shell shock. From the game. But no, for me, it's the fact that they are going out of their way to capture specific parts from the game on screen. Like whether it be specific scenes, specific, and yes, they have made some changes to the different things because they're making it into a 10-part TV show.
Right.
You know, it's not the same thing. Like you're not going to be going around and, you know, every nook and cranny, and it's you can't have the same video game thing. But trust me when I say this is as close to the video game as I think you could get. And all of the actors are just like nailing it. And to me, I love that game so much. So I'm so happy that the person who actually was behind the game in the first place, Neil Druckmann, is behind this as well. So he has a pretty big say in what happens. So it feels like an extension of the game. A flushing out of some of the backstory of the game. So, for example, Bill and Frank, we're actually going to meet Frank, whereas in the game, you only meet his dead body because he hangs himself. Okay. Mm. But in the show, we're actually going to meet him, and he's the one played by Bartlett Murray.
Murray Bartlett?
Yeah. Why did I think Bartlett Murray?
It's okay. Put the comma in between, and then it's like last name, first name.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Nick Offerman, who's a perfect fucking... Mm. Choice for Bill. But what I don't get is why didn't they just have the guy who played Bill in the video game play Bill here, because he's the one who played Kenny in Scream.
Maybe
with the video camera gets sliced and diced.
I don't know, there's a few people that said the same thing about, like, even I think the woman who plays Tess, like the voice of Tess,
why Annie Wershing, I think her name is.
That's the thing, they're gonna want to cast based on very specific look, right? So
yeah, right, but she could have fit that look. That's the other thing.
They want names. They need people to be drawn in, right?
So. But Tess was amazing. And you know, the funny thing is, there's a lot of funny tweets out there where it's like, it shows Homelander or whatever, me watching Last of Us, knowing what's about to happen, but reliving the trauma anyway. You know, because it's true. Like, you know exactly what's going to happen in the game. Like, you know that every single character they come across is either going to die.
Right.
Or you're just going to not see them anymore. And most of them die, which is unfortunate. But if you haven't seen it, watch it. If you haven't played it, fucking play it. What's wrong with you?
We've also been watching not a new show, but it's a show we didn't know about. And then how did you find out about this show?
From Reddit, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a comment in Reddit. Because it was talking about Space Force.
Oh, right.
And then it was saying something about there being a war on the moon in Space Force. And somebody wrote that I think that's actually what's happening for all mankind this season. And it's like, what is this for all mankind? And of course, it's Ronald D. Moore who created this. Mm-hmm. And he's the Ronald that John Billingsley was talking about.
Oh, I see. Okay.
When he couldn't remember his name
Our
interview with John Billingsley. Mm-hmm. If you take a look back at our catalog, you can listen to this, where he talks about Ron. So that's Ronald Moore. So he was in Star Trek universe for a long time, but he created this. And it's basically an alternate universe scenario where the Soviets make it to the moon first.
Before the Americans.
By a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, they jump the gun on the Americans, who think they're going to have the first people up on the moon. But then suddenly the Soviets are like, nah, we're here first.
Yeah.
Sorry, so, bitches.
But it's been really fascinating.
It's been fascinating.
Well, I think it's also for me too, because we're able to like take a moment and then you kind of explain the differences. Cause I don't know all of the details like you do in terms of like timelines of events and stuff like that. Like you have, you know, your Rolodex and encyclopedia. So every once in a while you'll be like, oh, that actually is different than this. And then, so, but it's been incredibly well acted.
I'll give you one example of that. Was the moment that in this timeline, the news comes on and it's something about the fact that Ted Kennedy had to cancel his party at Chappaquiddick this weekend in order to be on Capitol Hill for blah, 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 blah. And I went, holy shit, he canceled Chappaquiddick? That means that Ted Kennedy could be president in this timeline. Mm-hmm. Because the thing that got Ted Kennedy to be basically put out of the contention for president ever was Chappaquiddick. With Mary Jo Kopechne. Kopechne? Mary Jo Kopechne, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay. Her name is, where he was having a bit of an affair with her. And they got into an accident where I think he went off a pier and the car went in the water and he got out, but she didn't.
Ah, okay, I see.
Very much a la Succession, if you will.
Yeah. So that didn't happen. And then
so that didn't happen in this timeline. So I immediately said to you, I said, oh my God, that means that it could be a President Kennedy, because he was legit going to carry the Kennedy mantle to run for president. And that blew it right out of the water. And of course, there was then President Kennedy. I was like, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, the first season was, because the first season took place in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
And then I think the second season takes place in the 80s. Yep. And then the third is the 90s.
Yep.
And I'm assuming the next season after that
will be aughts.
Either aughts or they'll continue.
Hey, Paul. Not sure. It'll be the aughts.
Oh, yeah. You and your aughts.
It'll be the aughts.
Oh, shush.
Paul.
But it's been really, really enjoyable. Is that another Apple one?
Yeah.
That's on Apple, eh?
Apple Plus.
But it's been really, really enjoyable. The acting has been really good. I really like a lot of the characters. It's, I don't know, the writers of this series, like, it's really, really well done. I'm really enjoying this one.
Yeah, but I love the alternate facts that come out. Mm-hmm. Things like the ERA getting ratified and shit like that, where it's like, oh my God, because the ERA has yet to be ratified. I mean, it's still sitting there. I think it's like on the precipice, like it's still got a couple, but still, holy fucking shit. It's just such a good show. And it's so interesting to see just some of what this universe could have been like.
Right, right.
Had they continued the space race. Because how much further advanced would we be in technology and space exploration and travel and all this sort of shit if they had a purpose to keep going? So it's a brilliant concept. And as I said, it's just, and this show will kill you off.
Oh, for sure.
Like, we have had some deaths on this show. Mm-hmm. Like, there have been some deaths on this show. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, it's one of those shows where you're like, you never know.
There was one death in particular when I went, holy fuck, was that just a death? Jesus, did that just count as, oh my God. But anyway, and it's big, but like, they even used the real names of the people that were involved in the space program.
Right.
You know. I just find it fascinating. I've always loved the whole idea of the fact that people did that back in the 60s. And
listen, I said, if the technology was sound and there was no concern, like I think going to space would be fascinating, would be such a thrill.
Yeah.
I really
do. Yeah, no, that's a big nope for me.
But again, it's got to be like the technology has got to
be there. Just getting there. Mm-hmm. Just getting there. You can fuck up.
But if
just getting there, you could blow up.
And if they perfected it, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be a lot of ifs.
Human beings and perfection do not go hand in hand, Paul.
But I think it would be so fascinating to be able to look down
and
see Earth.
Yeah. so that you can see it's a fucking globe, you stupid flat earth fucking putzes.
It's actually a disc.
And holy God. It
doesn't
matter
which way you look at it. It doesn't look, it looks circular, but in fact, it's actually flat.
It's so dumb. You know what really gets me with the flat earthers?
What's
that? Is that you can't fucking reason with them. You can't say, oh, look, we've actually been to space and we've taken pictures of the fucking globe. Oh, no, those are all fakes.
Of course.
Like,
of course.
You can't reason with that level of fucking dumb.
This is the world we live in now because it's been allowed.
It's been allowed. Like, it's because the internet has brought stupidity together. It has bridged the gap between stupidity and brought it together into a huge fucking conglomerate of stupidity on any topic you want to believe in. But this one in particular. You know, it's like when somebody says, oh, Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue to see whether the earth was flat. It's like, bitch, we've known the earth is not flat for 3,000 years, okay? The guy who did it predicted the diameter of the earth within like 26 kilometers 3,000 years ago. So don't give me this fucking flat earth horseshit, you weirdo. Anyway, I'm sorry. If I offended anybody who listens to us and believes in flat earth, then perhaps we're not a good fit.
Well, since you're already in a...
It's not us, it's you.
Since you're already in a, you know, in a state...
I'm in a snizzy.
You've been nonstop talking about this fucking person. It's driving me absolutely bananas, to be honest. But I will let you...
Big brass balls of George Santos.
I really do not understand this individual.
That's what his name is in the first place, because it's rather ambiguous at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else has come out, or what else has been disproven since we last spoke about this person?
So you and I were watching Criminal Minds, the new season of Criminal Minds.
Yeah, which got picked up for a second season.
Thank fucking God, because
so excited.
Do you know what makes this such a fun thing to watch? Because it's still like formulaic as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, again, without Penelope Garcia, they would never solve anything. And that, but the fact of the matter is, they fucking drop F-bombs now.
Yes.
Strategically. And it is so refreshing to see, you know, every time you see one of these shows where like hardened cops are dealing with like multiple murderers and shit like that, you know they're going to be fucking blue as shit and lots of F-bombs. But in this case, Joe Montana, when he gets particularly frustrated with a serial killer, and he says the words, "This fucking guy." Bert, this fucking guy.
Fat Tony.
This fucking guy. He fucking sounds like Fat Tony. Like, oh, Leonard. Are we going to have to pause? This fucking guy, Leonard. So we're back, Leonard. Anyway, so that's what I think of when I think George Santos.
Okay.
This fucking guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because every single day, something else comes out about this guy that is even more batshit crazy than the last day. But the icing on the cake with George Santos, for me, is his incredible arrogance. His fucking face as he's perturbed at the questions that reporters are hurling at him every single chance they can, because he's a complete news cycle in and of himself. He just refreshes. Every single day, it's a new George Santos news cycle. You know how they say you got the 24-hour news cycle?
Yes.
And if you just, you know, if you just calm down, you'll ride out the news cycle and something else will take the place of you.
Yes.
And people will forget about you.
Yes.
That's what's wrong with the world, is that there's so much going on that we tend to forget about what just fucking happened. and why we should be shaming somebody. But George Santos is the fucking gift that keeps on giving. He's like the rechargeable Tesla motor of scandal. He's fucking, and he's so, the pomposity with which he struts through the halls of Congress with his stolen Burberry ties and his purloined $3,000 from some vet's dying dog. He stole money from a vet's dying dog, and the dying dog died because he didn't get the surgery that the GoFundMe was set up for by Anthony DeVolder, which is an alias of George Santos. He has one job on his resume, one job that's verifiable.
And everything else is
And not. It's running something that the FEC has called a fucking Ponzi scheme.
The FCC?
Harbor Bay Capital, I think it's called, or some shit like this.
Okay.
There's video evidence of him like saying, I run this, and we have a 12% return guaranteed. And like this too good to be true horseshit that suckers in the morons. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what it was, is a Ponzi scheme, and he's running part of it. Like, the guy is a complete sociopathic, narcissistic personality. Like, he's enjoying this attention. He is reveling in it. For the average person, you would feel shame. You would feel shame if you got caught masturbating in the bathroom at school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You would be shamed for the rest of your school years because you would be the one who was caught jerking off in the because you know that shit happened. That shit happened in my school. And it may have just been a rumor. Steven, you know who you are.
Oh, nice.
But anyway, I'm just saying, this guy has basically the equivalent of him getting caught jerking off in the goddamn bathroom at school every single day. Because all of the lies are horrific. Mm-hmm. Like, the lie about him being Jewish and coming from Holocaust survivors. Like, to make up Holocaust survivors in your past and to use a fake Jewish last name in order so that you think that Jewish people will give you more money because of that. That's what he did.
Yeah, he's just making up stuff to... Yeah, I...
And he's pathological about it.
Anyways, I just... For me, it's like you're... All the focus is on this one person. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is not being focused on, right? That's the problem, right? It's like all this focus is on this one person who's causing such a shitstorm because, you know...
And he refuses to step down. His own party wants him to step down, like the ones in New York. Like,
I don't understand why you can't. You couldn't.
Can't you recall him?
Force that person.
I would have thought that you would have been able to have a recall election if enough people signed a petition. I thought that was one of the fundamental things that you could recall someone.
Yeah, like if you're lying about like 95% of everything that
95.
Everything that, I don't know, I'm saying 95, I don't know. Everything that comes out of your mouth is either a lie or slightly twisted.
99%.
Or, sure, David. Sure.
His mother died 4 times.
I know that. But again, it's just like we're focused, again, all the focus is on this one person. Mm-hmm. And you wonder what else is happening that is like being done behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
What sort of shenanigans are going on behind these doors over here?
I don't know. I question the world a lot, more so lately in the last little while than ever before.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's...
Do they call it an existential crisis type of thing?
I think as you get older.
Like what is the point?
Yeah, that's an existential crisis. Right. Why am I here? Who am I? Right. Who am I?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
What is the point?
You exactly. Know what I mean? No, that's the whole thing. What is the point of this? Mm-hmm. I was thinking that as I was walking over to the store to get the groceries to make the beef stew that we had for dinner, delicious beef stew.
I think you did a very good job. It does taste really, really good. I do find it a kind of on the salty side, But that's just me personally, because I've been using less sodium when I cook. You probably followed like the recipe.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Plus I have dead taste buds.
But it's like salty. Like I'm very, very thirsty.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're thirsty.
So. But it does taste good. That'll help a little bit overnight too, because the potatoes will soak up some of that sodium.
Yeah.
That's a trick apparently. So if you ever put too much salt in something. Mm-hmm. Throw a potato in there.
Okay, because it cook, sucks it up. And
apparently it sucks up a lot of that sodium. But it's got to be like a russet potato, like a baked potato. That is. Yeah. So, no, you did a good job. I mean, I thought you did a good job. Like, the flavor was good. The vegetables were really nice. The meat was very, very tender and had good flavor. So, you did a very good job for your first time doing it by yourself. So. Have you made stew before?
Yes, of course.
I don't think you made stew before. I'm sorry.
I've made chilies.
No, I know chilies, but I'm talking about beef stew specifically.
I made beef stew.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
So, no, I thought it was really, really good. You did a good job. But yes, you were thinking of what is the point on your way to the Apple Market?
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about, you know, the relativity of time on Earth. Mm. And the fact is that, you know, when I think of the world's oldest verifiable living human being who died a number of years ago, but I think that her age was about 122 years, 164 days or something like that.
Okay.
So I think they're called super centenarians or whatever. They're, you know, people who were above the age of like 105.
Wow. Okay.
But this person lived to 122. So now when you think about that, 122 years seems like a long fucking time.
That seems like a forever. Like you're not like, I'm never going to die.
Yeah. Like, you know, fuck. Like,
I can't imagine.
What was their cause of death? A wish.
Their wish came true.
Jesus Christ. Like, why have you forsaken me?
122 years.
Like I would never like the whole idea. Oh, do you want to be a vampire? Do you want to live forever? Immortal? No.
Well, I mean, if I was a vampire, you have like, you have the ability to, what is it, glamour people, no! Blah, 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 and get shit because you can like trick
glamour
people. You can trick people into believing stuff, right?
Glimmer people.
Is it glimmer?
I have
glamour?
No idea. I'm not that gay.
Anyways, like I'm handing you a piece of paper, but you will believe that it's money. You know what I mean?
Then look into my eyes. Look into my eyes. Look directly into my eyes. Not around my eyes.
But no, 122 years. Yeah. So. This fuck person, that. What was this person like born in like, I don't know.
No, she was born 122 years before she died.
Yeah.
And it's always a woman too. It's never a man.
Oh no.
Never a man.
Women always last longer.
Do you want to know why? Because the men die.
What do you mean?
The men die first.
Well, yeah.
Because they keep in their emotions.
Probably.
That's why. Just like if you retire and you don't have a hobby or some such shit. You're dead within 6 months if you're a guy. So don't retire without a fucking hobby.
Not true.
Oh, no, it's true. The amount of guys who's 65 years old, they stop working and they don't do anything because a lot of guys are like, I'm fucking not doing anything. That 6 months later, their body's like, well, I guess we don't need to keep going. We're done.
Yeah. So what is the point?
Of life?
Of just like... You know, like,
you no, know. That's the thing is that we're only on this planet for a relatively short period of time. 100 years seems like a long time. It's nothing. I know. You know what the funny thing is? I just read something that Pluto, the orbit of Pluto, the entirety of the United States history has happened in one orbit of Pluto. Like when you put that into fucking perspective, and Pluto is not that far away from us. When we were walking tonight, we were talking about, is there an afterlife and all that sort of shit. I'm all like, why would there be?
I don't know. But I just think like, you know, I think about, you know, like time, not like time, like, but like a day, right? Because I'm working again, right? So it's like, I wake up at like 7 o'clock in the morning, right? I start work shortly after 8.
What did you do between 7 and 8?
I get ready. So I go to the washroom.
You have your morning poop.
Sure. Thanks, David.
That's what I wanted to get to.
Okay. Anyways. So, you know, I take a shower. I'm not a morning person when it comes to breakfast. Like, I can't eat right away when I get up, or even by like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Like, I don't get hungry until about like 10:30.
I, on the other hand,
right,
love my cereals.
You know, but I wake up, you know, 7:15, whatever. I do my thing. I start shortly after 8, and then I work all day. I get half an hour for lunch, and then I finish at like 5:30 some days, sometimes 6. And then I've got what, like 3 hours at nighttime, 3.5 hours, because I'm tired. And then I'm in bed and like falling asleep by 8:30. And that's 5 days a week.
Yeah.
50 weeks a year, maybe 52 weeks a year, whatever, for whatever time.
Yes.
And I just think that's it. That's the life. Like, that's what everybody does.
Yes.
But for what? Just to live. And wake up and do that.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Like, I understand
people. What is the point of that?
But that, what is the point of that? Yeah.
And that's why whenever I see you getting upset or anything at work, I always say, don't forget, you're not curing cancer.
You're right.
Nothing you do matters.
I know. But then that, in turn, you know, you think about that and you go, well, it really doesn't matter.
So no, it doesn't
what
matter.
Is the point?
But that's the whole thing. So don't get emotionally invested in it, because there's no point in it.
But then I'm like, okay, but then I get sad, or I feel sad that there is no point. You know what I mean?
Well, the point is keeping a roof over our head.
Great, but
that's the only point, though.
It seems like such a...
That's the only point.
Such a...
shit.
Like, such a waste of just a
life.
A life.
Yeah.
But there's no more energy to give really outside of that.
No.
You know what I mean?
Because that's the whole point, is that they, you know, when you go to school, when you're a little kid, and you, when you start off as a little kid, you remember when you had an imagination as a child and everything was, every day was a fucking adventure and everything, blah, blah, blah. And you're always told, live your dreams and follow your hopes and blah, blah, blah. Then you get plopped in school. And you get molded into this fucking student that you are all doing the same thing. You're all la, 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 la. And they're basically just training you so that when you become an adult, you'll go to work and do your assigned tasks.
Yeah.
And da, 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 da. And that is wrong. Life should be you doing the thing that makes you truly happy. That is what life should be. But because of monetary capitalistic bullshit, it can't be like that for most of us.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So, yeah.
Wow, what a pleasant...
I know. It's just one of those things, I guess, in life where lots of people ask that question. That's why, you know, existentialism, existential crisis or whatever, you know?
But it's also coming with age, too. Because the older that you get, the less time ahead you have.
Right.
And I've been feeling at 50 now, going to be 51 soon. And if my obituary were to be written today, it would be in his 51st year. But the fact of the matter is that, like, even if I were to live another 49 years, I have less time ahead than I do behind.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to live another 49 years. I'd be surprised if I have another 10.
Wow.
That's just me.
I know your thing. But I mean, I worry about that as well too, right? Because I mean, your body's deteriorating.
I fucking love it when you do a word that you can't fucking say.
That's a weird word right
now. It is. Deteriorating. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
You know, before my eyes, because of your movement disorder, who knows the damage that it's causing to the rest of your body, right?
Oh, I know. So, don't forget, I've got that incredibly compressed spinal cord in my neck. Where am I going to have an operation to fuse my fucking neck together?
Or unfuse it or put brackets in between or something like that.
Apparently my brother had that operation done as well, but because he was in an accident.
So I'm going to have to freaking like oil you up. Every time you turn your neck, it's going to...
Fucking you're gonna, Tin Man.
Oil can.
Like, I don't know. So yeah, so anyways, I don't even know where we were going, where I was going with that. It was just kind of like on my mind.
Well, no, but it's like it weighs down on you, and it's one of the reasons why it's, you know, difficult to do a show at times, because there is that weight, and it's been gray as shit and la 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 la. But we have to remember one thing. The point of that is keeping a roof over the head.
Right.
This is for living.
Mm-hmm.
What we're doing here is for living, for life. And this is us putting ourselves onto the internet to immortalize our voices so that if anything ever happens to us, we've got days and days and days of our voices that are now a part of the ether. And nothing will ever change that. So I think we're doing great. Hey there, Polly boy. La 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 la.
Flying through the flying through the sky like a blimpy boy. I don't know. Anyways, well, listen, baby, I want to tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for being supportive. Thank you for pumping me up
with
David.
What?
No, I don't even know where I'm going. But I want to say
no. You know that I've got your back on everything.
I know,
but and you know that, you know, like sometimes I have to raise my voice.
Sometimes you just have to smack her.
That's awful. That's awful.
I was talking to my uncle about that today. I said, and you know what the funny thing is about that? The whole Sean Connery interview where he basically said that sometimes you have to smack a woman.
Awful.
And Barbara Walters was really trying to get a rise out of him.
Fucking awful.
And he wasn't having it. He just didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
And you know what the funny thing is about that? It didn't change his popularity. Like,
oh, I know.
Like, he was still in the movies. Mm-hmm. It didn't affect, like, he wasn't canceled. Like, but boy, howdy. When he said that, that was kind of shocking.
It's very shocking.
It's kind of shocking, but it's such a different time, right? Like, the guy was born in the 30s, for fuck's sake. He's from, you know, a working class Scottish town. They have a different set of rules there. So. Yeah.
Anyways. Well, listen, it's been a blast, and we will talk to you again in the next one. What?
I don't know what you were just like, we will talk to you again. And by the way, I don't condone what Sean Connery said. I just want to make that clear. I just found it fucking hysterical that he would just come out with it. And Barbara Walters, like, that whole interaction was awkward as fuck. You know what else an interaction was like that? Tom Selleck and Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, when she asked him about guns?
When she fucking came at him about the NRA and everything, yeah, like that, like, he's on there to promote some fucking show or movie or some shit, and she comes at him, and it's awkward.
Oh, that was an awkward, I remember that moment.
And I feel, now I'm not a gun person at all, but I was like, oh my God, Tom Selleck. Leave the poor man alone. He was going to be indie. If it were for Magnum, he would have been indie.
All right, listen.
Deuces.
It's been a blast, and we will talk to you in the next one. Thank you so much for joining us here, and we love you all.
And we'll talk to you later, Gators.
Nice. Bye.
Bye.